the parable of the labourers in the vineyard. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like this." Now, when you read about the kingdom of heaven, it's really talking about the kingdom of God. And he doesn't say the kingdom in heaven, he says the kingdom of heaven. It's the kingdom which is a heavenly kingdom, where God is the king from heaven, and we're trying to live by his principles. And when Jesus comes back, the kingdom of God will be established here on the earth, when at last all his good principles will be obeyed by everybody.
God will come over from heaven to earth.
That's right.
And start a new heaven on the earth.
That's right. Jesus will come back with the angels with him. And then we're told that in the end, God himself will live with us and we will see his face. So the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is like to a man who got up early in the morning to hire workers into his vineyard. So he had vine trees and they had grapes on, and he wanted to get as many men as he could out there picking the grapes, because it was harvest time. Now, when it's harvest time for grapes, you've got to get them in at just the right time. So he needed as many people as possible out there just at the right time. He agreed with the workers to pay them a penny a day. So if they worked a whole day, they got a penny. And he sent them out to work in his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw other men standing in the marketplace not doing anything. And he said to them, "Go also and work in the vineyard, and whatever is right I'll pay you." And they went their way. And he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did the same. And about the 11th hour, there's 12 hours in the Jewish day, so this is right towards the end of the day, he went out and found other men standing there doing nothing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here all day long doing nothing?" And they said to him, "Because nobody has hired us." Now, that means that they were probably the lazy, the weak, the old, the not very clever, because all day long nobody wanted to hire them, even though this was the harvest time and all the owners needed to have workers just on that particular day. So this owner of the vineyard was desperate for workers. And even at the 11th hour, when there was just 1 hour left of the day, he still tried to get more people to go and work for him. So they also, these men picked up at the 11th hour, they went to work into the vineyard. And he said, "Whatever is right, I will give you." When the evening came, the 12th hour, the owner of the vineyard said unto his steward, "Call the workers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first." So that's those who worked for 12 hours, who were the first, and the last are the ones who'd worked 1 hour. And when they came, who'd been hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. That was what they agreed to pay for a day's work, and they'd only done an hour's work. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, but they were also given, each of them, a penny. And when they got their penny, they complained against the owner, saying, "These last only worked 1 hour, and you've given them the same money as you gave us, we who worked all through the middle of the hot day." But he replied and said to them, "Friend, I do you no wrong. Didn't you agree with me to work for a penny a day? So take what is yours and go your way. I will give to this last even as unto you. Can't I do what I will with my own? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first will be last." So what we see there is that we are all given the same penny a day. That is salvation. no matter how hard we think we've worked. The strong men, the fit young men who worked the whole day, all through the burning heat at lunchtime, they still got a penny, which is what they agreed. And those who were weak and only worked for 1 hour, they got a penny just the same. Now that doesn't mean that God doesn't take notice of how we live and how we serve him, and that will all have its reward in one form or another in the kingdom. But when it comes to everlasting life, none of us are good enough. None of us can earn it, really. It's all a gift, or what the Bible calls grace. So we might think that we're better than other Christians, than other believers, but actually, no. We are all going to be given the same reward, the same pay, if you like. And so we shouldn't consider that we are better. And the owner, who is like Jesus, he says, "Is your eye evil because I'm good?" What that means is, because I've been so kind to those weak men, those old men, those lazy ones who only worked for 1 hour, because I was kind to them, because I was good to them, do you have an evil eye? Do you have a nasty attitude just because I have been kind? It's rather like in the story of the bad son. Well, the prodigal son, he went away and was bad. Then he repented and he came back. The father received him. He killed the fatted calf. And his older brother got angry about it and wouldn't come in and stayed outside of the family. Because it was the same. He got cranky and angry because the father was just being kind. And so that's often what happens, that when you show true love and grace and patience, people get very cranky. And we mustn't be those people who get cranky. We must be the ones who show the love. Now you also see that we are the workers, we're all workers. And we are called to actually go into the vineyard and do something, not just to believe and get baptized and just live the life that anybody else lives in the world. We are asked to actually go out and do something, and it's very, very urgent that we gather the fruit, that we gather the harvest. It's really important, and if we don't gather it, it'll be wasted. So if we don't tell other people the good news of the Lord Jesus and gather them into the kingdom by baptizing them and teaching them all things the Lord has commanded, then it'll all go waste. The good fruit will be spoilt. So there's an urgency that should take over all our lives, every part of our lives, not just little bits of them, not just once a week on Sundays or whenever, but all our lives, in the urgency of serving the Lord.